This is Dave DeForest. Religious violence in Malaysia came in January after a court overturned a government ban on the use of the word Allah by non-Muslims. Some Muslims worried that the practice could lead to Muslim conversions to Christianity, something that is illegal in Malaysia. 11 Christian churches, a Sikh temple, and a mosque were attacked following the ruling. I spoke recently to Todd Nettleton, Director of Media Development for the Christian organization Voice of the Martyrs, a group that aids persecuted churches worldwide. I asked him why the ruling was such a contentious issue in Malaysia.
The perception that was put forward by radical Muslims in Malaysia was that if Christians were allowed to use the word Allah when referring to their God, Muslims might possibly be confused, and the Christians could sort of use that confusion to proselytize Muslims and to encourage them to become Christians. This is a bit of a smokescreen, but that is what the radical Muslims said. Obviously, the Malaysian Supreme Court didn't agree with them and said, wait a minute, this has been the word for God in our language for decades and generations. It's dumb to say that Christians can't use this word.
Well, apparently there were a lot of folks that didn't like the ruling, and violence ensued after that. Are these attacks on non-Muslim religious groups unusual in the Malaysian culture, or is this something that's been going on for a while?
Malaysia is an interesting situation because there is a lot of ethnic diversity, and within that ethnic diversity, there's sort of some perceptions about religion. So, for instance, if an ethnic Chinese person is a Christian, that's no problem. That's sort of expected. But if an ethnic Malay person is a Christian, that is a problem, and they will likely face persecution. However, attacks on churches, like we've seen just in the past month, are fairly unusual. Churches have existed in Malaysia for a long time. They have existed relatively peacefully, as long as they're not openly encouraging Muslims to leave Islam and become Christians.
Is it true that it's actually against the law for a Muslim to convert to another religion?
Islam is given favored status, and it is illegal. In fact, there has been some controversy even over the last 2 years of a Muslim woman who wanted to change her identity papers and become a Christian. It is also illegal to proselytize to Muslims. So to go to them and encourage them to change from Islam to a different faith is illegal in Malaysia.
How is the government handling this issue with violence against non-Muslim churches?
Well, there have been a couple of interesting developments and a couple, I think, of positive developments. One of the things that's happened is more moderate Muslims have had a chance to speak out and say, wait a minute, this is not Saudi Arabia, this is Malaysia. Christian churches should be allowed to stand. They should be safe in our country. So that's been one positive development. Also, just within the last 72 hours, there have now been a total of 15 men arrested for the attacks on the various churches. Obviously, you know, an arrest is just a first step, and we're waiting to see how seriously the case will be pursued by the authorities, how hard they'll work to make sure justice is done. But an arrest is definitely a step in the right direction, and hopefully they will hold accountable those who have attacked the churches there.
How are the churches handling this increase in violence?
Well, that's been one of the really encouraging things, is that they have responded with love. They've responded with forgiveness to the people who burned their church building. So I think they've really had this opportunity and taken the opportunity to show the love of Christianity and the forgiveness that Christ offers, even in obviously very difficult circumstances.
Todd Nettleton is the Director of Media Development for the Christian organization Voice of the Martyrs USA, located in the southwestern U.S. state of Oklahoma.